Thank you very much for the opportunity to present the study on transfusion requirements in adult patients with PNH naive to complement inhibitor therapy receiving ravulizumab and eculizumab. So the background to this study is that PNH is a rare, progressive, potentially life-threatening hematological disorder characterized by uncontrolled activation of terminal complement pathway resulting in hemolytic anemia. PNH can be complicated by bone marrow failure syndromes, primarily aplastic anemia, and red cell transfusions may be required to treat PNH-related anemia resulting from hemolysis or bone marrow hypoplasia. In two phase 3 trials, the novel long-acting C5 inhibitor ravulizumab, which is administered every 8 weeks, has been shown to be non-inferior to eculizumab administered every 2 weeks, which is currently the standard of care for treating adult patients with PNH. In study 301, approximately one-third of complement inhibitor-naive patients presented with aplastic anemia, providing an opportunity to evaluate the efficacy of ravulizumab in patients with PNH with or without a reported medical history of aplastic anemia. So the objective of this study was to assess the efficacy of ravulizumab in patients with PNH either with or without an underlying pathology of aplastic anemia, and to further investigate the impact of ravulizumab on transfusion burden as measured by the number of transfusions and total packed red blood cells units transfused during the 26-week primary evaluation period. So the study design was such that this study was a phase 3 multicenter randomized active controlled open label study conducted in 123 centers in 25 countries. The study enrolled male and female patients with PNH aged greater or equal to 18 years. Patients were naive to complement inhibitors and had one or more than one of the following PNH-related signs or symptoms within 3 months of screening. The symptoms included fatigue, hemoglobinuria, abdominal pain, shortness of breath, anemia, history of major adverse vascular event, including thrombosis, dysphagia, or erectile dysfunction, or history of red cell transfusion due to PNH. Eligible patients should have had an LDH 1.5 times the upper limit of normal at screening, and patients were randomly assigned to receive weight-based dosing of ravulizumab or approved dose of eculizumab. So the outcomes and analysis from this study showed that data from the 26 weeks primarily evaluation period was analyzed to study the number of patients receiving packed red cell transfusions, number of transfusions, and total number of packed red cells received during treatment. Then a subgroup analysis was performed to ascertain transfusion requirements based on the history of aplastic anemia as a marker of bone marrow function during the 26-week primary evaluation periods. Results for the treatment groups are presented by the presence or absence of aplastic anemia. So the basic demographics were that a total of 246 patients were randomized to receive ravulizumab, which was N is equal to 125, or eculizumab, N is equal to 121. The baseline characteristics were consistent between the study arms. The results for the history of blood transfusion suggest that approximately 75% of patients in each group had received a transfusion within 6 months prior to the first dose. 400 transfusions in those randomized to ravulizumab and 337 transfusions in those randomized to eculizumab. Patients with a history of aplastic anemia were consistent, and the aplastic anemia rate in this study were those expected in the general PNH population. A history of aplastic anemia was observed in 33% and is equal to 41 of patients in ravulizumab, and 31% and is equal to 38 in the eculizumab arm. In the next, we looked at the patients with transfusion during treatment, and after 6 months, 25.6% and is equal to 32 of patients treated with ravulizumab received 107 transfusions, a total of 155 units, versus 33.1% and is equal to 40 of those treated with eculizumab who had 144 transfusions with 222 units in total. In patients with a history of aplastic anemia, 24.4% of the patients in ravulizumab arm and 39.5% in the eculizumab arm received transfusion during treatment, giving a difference of minus 15.1%. To summarize, prior to the drug study treatment, a similar proportion of patients treated with ravulizumab and eculizumab required transfusions. Patients treated with ravulizumab had numerically fewer transfusions and units of packed red cells transfused per patient compared to eculizumab. Few patients with ravulizumab versus eculizumab received transfusions regardless of having a history of aplastic anemia. However, the treatment difference was numerically larger in those with history of aplastic anemia than in those without aplastic anemia. The exploratory nature of the analysis limits the interpretation of the data, thus additional studies are needed to confirm the differences observed in patients with or without aplastic anemia. Overall, these findings support the use of ravulizumab in treatment-naive patients with PNH with or without history of aplastic anemia. And I thank you for listening.